This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is The Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day for the Medved Show, because one of our favorite guests, one of the guests that we have on the show from time to time who gets a tremendous response from listeners everywhere, is not only about to do the show with me, he's about to do it in person, because he's actually sitting right beside me. We're sharing a microphone. It's my brother, so we can share a microphone. My brother Jonathan, who has lived in Israel for some 40 years, he is a very prominent venture capitalist in Israel and a business and political leader. And he has just had sons and a son-in-law and other close relatives who have come back from the front in Gaza and the front in Lebanon. Is that right, Jonathan?
In the north. Yeah. Thank God what's happened in Israel, Michael. First of all, it's wonderful to be here and be in studio with you. Even better than Zoom and phone calls, that's for sure. The boys are coming home, and this is happening to the entire Israeli society. The boys and the girls, because they've been unbelievable. We call them sheroes, okay? The women heroes who've been fighting in this battle.
And some of them participating in combat.
Big time. And ferocious and great.
And that hadn't happened before.
Well, Israeli women have been fighting since 48, okay? And but now almost all of the combat units are becoming opened to female participation, and they're... They had nothing to prove except that they are gaining recognition as being significant and quite lethal.
Sheroes. So the number of 360,000 Israeli call-ups, reservists who came in. Is how many Israelis are participating in this ongoing war?
Well, everybody, you know, at your family level, either as kids, husbands, cousins, nephews, work partners, it affects everybody.
And the economy, because it takes people away from with your company.
Yeah, well, we in the high tech in particular, and I run a company called R Crowd. About 20% of the workforce was out serving. In the fight, and that's difficult. But what you do is you multitask, and people covering for other people. People work harder, longer hours. And there was a slogan in the country which was "Israeli tech delivers no matter what," and we kept to that slogan. The truth. Look, it's affected my company. We've had one of our key people lost her husband in the fight. We have several wounded children of members of our team. In a company, one of the key programmers, his nephew, is still a hostage in Gaza. And so everywhere you go, you see people. And the first question you ask them, you don't ask people anymore, how are you doing? Because that's just sort of banal. You basically say, well, where are the kids? You know, at least of our age, where our kids are in the fighting, band, you say, where are they? Are they home? And now, thank God, most of them are home and back to work. And now it's down to like 5% of high-tech staff out. But this isn't over, unfortunately, and we still got a ways to go.
And what does that ways to go mean? What is it that will signify the end of the fight? And more importantly than the end of the fight, victory and unequivocal victory in the fight. What will that mean?
Well, I think that that's a really good question, which I'm not sure has been articulated well by my government, by the U.S. government, and I think that there's a lot of work to be done. What we do know is we have to finish destroying the military infrastructure of Hamas. And as we've seen now in Khan Yunis, which is the big southern city with the base of Yahya Sinwar, may his memory be blotted, we've encountered thousands of terrorists and killed them, and working on their tunnels. I mean, there's 500 miles of tunnels. That's 700 or 800 kilometers.
And think of what could have, for that cost, what could have been built for the people of Gaza, or Palestinian civilians who
remember, your listeners have to remember that Israel had what was in Gaza, had 10,000 settlers living there, producing tremendous fruits and vegetables and industrial output. And we turned all of this over to the Palestinians when we left. We took all
in 2005.
In 5 and 6, and they got it all. It was valued at hundreds of millions of dollars, and they proceeded to loot it, destroy it, and simply not use it, and didn't want anything to do with it. And the problem going forward is that a complete victory means no more military infrastructure, no more political leadership, and figuring out how you can work with an international coalition of friends from abroad, and in particular, very, very progressive and interesting people in the Arab world who really want to work on making coexistence a reality. Remember, Hamas has said that if they survive this, they want to do October 7th over and over and over again. It's not like this is a one-time event. They think this is great. This is a victory. In fact, there was supposedly a Hamas confab in Qatar just the last couple of days, where Sinwar sent a message to the guys who've been living high on the hog. Maybe that's not the right metaphor. In Qatar, saying, "Hey, it's going well. We got the Israelis right where we want them." Because what he wants to see is as many Palestinians die, as much bloodshed in general, and just drag this out and live to fight another day, to do another October 7th. The Israelis want to make sure that this is the last October 7th.
What do you say to people? One of the stories we're covering today is Ilhan Omar, congresswoman from Minnesota, and Congresswoman Cori Bush from Missouri were at a press conference where they were under a banner that said, "Cease fire now." What's wrong with that slogan?
Because it leaves Hamas as an intact terror organization to do the barbarism of what they did on October 7th over and over again. Remember, this war did not start, by Israel. The war was a horrible attack. It wasn't just an attack. It was a butchery, of beheading babies, of burning people alive, of mass rape, which has scarred us because we have experience with this kind of butchery. We can't allow it to happen again.
It's my brother, Jonathan Medved, who is here for a brief visit, broadcasting live from the same location. It's a kind of, got to see you more often.
Amen,
brother. And with peace permitting, peace and victory permitting. Coming up, we'll play you a little bit of what Ilhan Omar, Cori Bush, and their likes have to say, and some of their messages. We'll also be speaking a little bit later about the visit to the border yesterday by two people who are not brothers, one named Biden, one named Trump. That and more coming up on The Medved Show.
why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
The Michael Medved Show. Always a pleasure to see my brother and to actually be in the same place during his relatively brief visit to the United States. Meanwhile, there are other voices, very different voices on Israel. And Ilhan Omar was out in front of the Capitol building, standing at a podium with a great big banner that read, "Cease Fire Now." And her attack was not on the government of Israel. Her attack was on the leader of her own party. She's a Democrat. So is Joe Biden, who is virtually certain to be the Democratic nominee for president again. He doesn't even have the equivalent of Nikki Haley. He has Dean Phillips, who is running against him still, and Marianne Williamson, I guess, is running against him still, and plus all the independent candidates. But Ilhan Omar is anti-Biden for all the wrong reasons. Listen, this is clip five.
Nation's policies fail to meaningfully pressure Israel through aid restrictions, sanctions, or any hint of consequences. The administration continues to provide unconditional military aid, bypassing Congress to send $735 million more in bombs that rain down daily on a trapped civilian population with nowhere to go or flee. This administration cannot claim to be an honest broker of peace while greenlighting the massacre of Palestinians. The reckoning, the restocking of Israel's arsenal is not foreign policy. It is a state-sponsored violence waged against a defenseless families who want to only live in peace.
Okay, this is clearly not families who only want to live in peace. And again, think back about why this war is being fought. It is being fought to make sure that October 7th is not repeated, that we don't have ongoing attacks on true civilians. And one of the things that is most frustrating about all of the coverage of this particular fight is that the real disregard, total disregard, to the welfare of civilians. And in fact, there are all kinds of examples of declarations by some of the leaders of Hamas that the more that civilians are killed, the more that will help their cause. Because their cause wants to be left alone so they can regroup, so the survivors of the Hamas battalions, most of which have been extirpated and most of which have been blown to smithereens. There were 26 Hamas battalions, 24, pardon me, before the war, and there are 18 that are left. Pardon me, there are 6 that are left. There are 18 that were wiped out. So what you're talking about is most of the military strength of Hamas, most of their equipment, most of their tunnels, all of that has been taken care of. And that is why the hope now is, as Israeli spokespeople have made very clear, is that it will be a matter of weeks, not a matter of months, and certainly, God forbid, a matter of years, before the threat of more brutal, sadistic, degenerate violence by the killers in Hamas continue. But they still have their fans, the killers in Hamas. They have fans at the press conference from Democratic members of the House of Representatives that included Representative Cori Bush from the state of Missouri. She spoke at the same press conference as Ilhan Omar. Listen.
The majority of voters in this country want a ceasefire, including 77% of Democrats. And the majority of the world wants a ceasefire. People in this country do not want to be complicit in the atrocities that are happening in Gaza. We don't want that. Well, not on our watch. And we said it over and over again. Not on our watch and not on our dime. How many Palestinian deaths must our country be complicit in killing before the violence ends? How many Palestinian children must die before we stop bear-hugging Netanyahu's extremist far-right government with our taxpayer-sponsored bombs and weapons? How many Palestinian families must be destroyed before we stop enabling these war crimes? How many more before Biden will act with the full leverage of the U.S. government to facilitate a lasting ceasefire to end the violence and save lives?
Okay, a lasting ceasefire to end the violence? How does a lasting ceasefire end the violence if you remain with Hamas, a terrorist group that is pledged not to nonviolence, not to peace, not to coexistence, but is pledged to the destruction of Israel? By the way, in Missouri, there's some good news, not from Cori Bush, but from the Republican Party. The Missouri Republican Party said yesterday it was working to remove a Republican candidate for governor from the primary ballot. Why? Because a picture appeared of him together with people wearing Ku Klux Klan garb doing a Nazi salute, Heil Hitler, while standing in front of a burning cross. Now, again, he was running for governor. His name is Daryl Leon McClanahan III. He is seen apparently saluting Hitler alongside a hooded man in Ku Klux Klan robes. The statement from the Republican Party in Missouri. The Missouri Republican Party has been made aware that Daryl Leon McClanahan III filed for governor as a Republican despite his obvious affiliation with the Ku Klux Klan, which fundamentally contradicts our party's values and platform. The party posted that on X yesterday. We have begun the process of having Mr. McClanahan removed from the ballot as a Republican candidate. Mr. McClanahan responded in a post on X saying, "The GOP knew exactly who I am. What a bunch of anti-white hypocrites they are." McClanahan's campaign website describes him as the conservative voice for governor of Missouri and lists one of his campaign promises as opposing the woke agenda. Yeah, but you don't do that with the KKK agenda. We'll be right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. The two leading pharmacy chains in the U.S. are set to start sales of abortion pills possibly this month. Walgreens and CVS will offer mifepristone at select pharmacies in states where it's legally permissible. Both chains have received FDA certification to dispense the pill, according to separate statements. Wildfires and blizzard warnings are causing anxiety for thousands of Americans. Over 500,000 people in California and Nevada face the threat of a blizzard with up to 10 feet of snow predicted in higher elevations. Simultaneously, major wildfires in the Texas Panhandle and parts of Oklahoma have claimed at least 2 lives. Alabama Senator Katie Britt will deliver the Republican response to President Biden's State of the Union address. House Speaker Mike Johnson noted that the American people will be attentive as the youngest Republican woman ever elected to the Senate turns the page on the oldest president in history. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Michael Medved Show, there is now a new contest going on, a contest not just for vice president, because basically the idea that there is still an open path for someone not named Donald Trump for the Republican nomination for president, that's a little bit far-fetched. But the question of the vice presidency became dramatically focused yesterday when President Trump was at the Mexican border. And Trump said that Texas Governor Greg Abbott is absolutely, President Trump said, on his short list of potential vice presidential nominees for his 2024 run. During the same interview on Fox News, Trump also floated the name of Tim Scott, the former presidential candidate, the current senator from South Carolina. He also floated Tim Scott along with Greg Abbott as a potential vice presidential nominee. Regarding that, there's another name that has come up again and again and again. Yesterday, I was speaking to Peter Baker, who covers the White House for the New York Times, on air. He believes that the most likely choice for President Trump would be Katie Britt. Now, who is Katie Britt? That is not a household name. She will be more of a household name after the State of the Union address, because she has just been selected to give the Republican response to the State of the Union address. By the way, you know who did the response last year? Anyone remember? It was actually the just recently installed governor of Arkansas, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, and who did a solid job trying to answer President Biden's State of the Union address last year. This year, he's going to be answered by another woman from the South, not from Arkansas, but from Alabama. Katie Britt is an attorney. She won a hotly contested primary against Congressman Mo Brooks and others with President Trump's support. She won in 2022. And has been in the U.S. Senate since 2022. She's also has an interesting backstory because she's a former cheerleader, has been a class president at every level at university, at University of Alabama, and in high school. And she's married to a former NFL player. Who's a very large and a formidable guy who played played on two different NFL teams, Miami Dolphins, I believe, but there is no Alabama NFL team. So, in any event, Katie Britt is delivering that address. And meanwhile, headline in the Wall Street Journal, contest to succeed McConnell, as in Mitch McConnell, begins. And what they are talking about is what apparently will be a contest involving not just the three Johns who we talked about yesterday, John Barrasso, who is a close to President Trump. He's probably the closest of the potential successor to become the Republican leader in the Senate. And this is very important because the chances of actually the Republicans taking over the Senate are excellent. And in fact, even the New York Times had a piece today about how well the Republicans have done this year in coalescing around one candidate in almost every state without bitterness, without some kind of divisive primary. And this is partially the work of Senator Steve Daines of Montana, who is also one of those names who is at least been put up there as a potential replacement to Mitch McConnell, who is leaving his post in November, but not leaving the U.S. Senate. The John Thune, who is the number two ranking Republican in the Senate, has been seen as the front runner to become the next leader, given his position as McConnell's number two, but his ascension isn't a given, writes the Wall Street Journal. And senators said that they are planning to rigorously audition leader candidates in the coming months. Thune isn't particularly close to Trump, though he recently endorsed Trump for president, a step McConnell has not taken. And my guess is that he may not take that step. He spoke very harshly, as you will recall, after the riots in the Capitol on January 6th. Trump, who hasn't indicated a favorite candidate, is expected to make himself known as the process unfolds. He said a person familiar with Trump's thinking, if Trump is elected as president, senators could veer toward a leader more in step with his brand of populist nationalism. If President Biden is elected for another term, the more traditional brand of politics that McConnell, Thune, and John Cornyn of Texas represent could have more sway. Of the three Johns, Barrasso, that's John Barrasso, John Cornyn, and John Thune, of the three Johns, John Barrasso is most closely aligned with Trump. The Wyoming conservative was the first member of the Senate GOP leadership to endorse him in this cycle. Asked about leadership in the next Congress, Trump said in a recent interview on Fox News that Steve Daines is a great guy, and actually John Cornyn gave me an endorsement which shocked the hell out of me, to be honest with you, unquote. Thune, who's 63 years old, is the Republican whip and McConnell's top lieutenant. When McConnell was out after his fall in March, Thune stepped into his role temporarily, managing the floor, leading weekly leadership news conferences, and representing leadership in caucus lunches. Asked Wednesday when he would announce his run for leader, Thune told reporters, "I'll get back to you." Cornyn is older. Cornyn is 72, which still makes him 10 years younger than Mitch McConnell. He previously held the whip post, also is seen as a top contender. Like Thune, he is considered a close McConnell ally, which might count against him for President Trump and some of his close associates. So Biden on the border and speaking out on border security. Why is this, at least according to some arguments, a misreading of what the public expects and wants and actually needs? We will be talking about that later with Ruben Navarrete. We will also be talking about the two speeches that were both given, both featured on television yesterday, and their contrasting approach to the immigration issue, contrasting between President Biden and former president, wants to be future president, Donald Trump. We will be right back on the MedVet Show.
Here's a special discount, 50% off just for being a MedHead annual member.
So beautiful, so beautiful.
Join today at michaelmedved.com.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Michael Medved show, there is some startling poll information, and it is information that is almost entirely good news for the Trump campaign. And in fact, it is such overwhelmingly good news that it's surprising to me that it hasn't received more intensive publicity. But then again, people have all kinds of different reactions to Trump's candidacy and to the prospect of Trump taking over the presidency again for another 4 years. Former President Trump is leading President Biden in most battleground states. In fact, in all seven key battleground states, he is leading President Biden. And this is directly relevant because, obviously, this is not a 50-state race. There are states like California, which there is no chance for Trump to win, and states like Texas, which is the second largest state by population, Texas, where there is virtually no chance that Biden will win. But former President Trump is leading President Biden in seven key battleground states, as more than 80% of registered voters in those states say they think the 81-year-old incumbent is too old for office. This, according to a brand new poll from Bloomberg News morning consult swing state voter survey. Trump 77 is besting Biden among registered voters in Arizona, and by a lot, 49-43%. In Georgia, 49-43%. Michigan, which is very close, that's 46-44. Nevada, 48-42. North Carolina, which is considered one of the seven key swing states. Trump carried it last two times, but he's winning in North Carolina. Trump is 50-41. Pennsylvania, 49-43. Wisconsin, 46%-42%. That all according to Bloomberg Morning Consult. Among the all seven states, across all of them put together, Trump leads Biden by 5 percentage points, 48% to 43%. It is significant and revealing that Trump is not yet at the 50% mark in any of these states except for North Carolina. He hits 50%. But when it is a five-way ballot test, when you add to these polling results the possibility of Robert Kennedy and Cornel West and Jill Stein, all of whom have announced their candidacy, all of whom are raising money and will be on the ballot. I don't know how many states Cornel West will be on the ballot for, but Cornel West gets 1%, Jill Stein gets 1%, Robert F. Kennedy gets 9% of the vote, and with those people figured on the ballot, the gain, the advantage for Trump is bigger. They take votes more away from Biden than they do from Trump. With Robert Kennedy, Cornel West, and Jill Stein included in the polling, you have Trump getting 43% and Biden down at 37%. That 37% is significant because that's similar to the kind of losing percentage that George Herbert Walker Bush got in 1992 when Ross Perot came in and got 19% of the vote. So it does appear that in the same way that many experts believe that it was the third-party candidacy of Ross Perot that helped to destroy Bush's chances for re-election, this could be very damaging to Biden's chances for re-election. There's another factor here which I think is fascinating, which involves a poll that at least one interpreter says has been completely misunderstood, and with a misleading conclusion. Zeeshan Alim, who is a opinion writer for MSNBC, he writes that the conventional wisdom among horse race pundits and campaign reporters is that Biden's border visit, the second of his presidency, reflects a defensive nervous energy because he's alarmingly vulnerable on the issue of immigration. Consider how the New York Times, in the run-up to Biden's visit, framed it for readers. And then he quotes the New York Times, "Immigration has become one of Mr. Biden's biggest political liabilities as millions of migrants overwhelm the underfunded and under-resourced system, something that Republicans like Mr. Trump are keen to highlight. A Gallup poll released on Tuesday found that Americans are most likely to name immigration as the most important problem in the country. But a closer look at that poll," writes Zeeshan Alim, "suggests the opposite of what the Times is suggesting, that immigration is not a huge concern for the people Biden should be most concerned about as 2024 approaches. And there's a lesson in there for how Biden should think about immigration in general," he writes. The Gallup poll, which ranks what Americans view as the most important issues facing the country on a monthly basis, did show a big uptick in concern with immigration as the top issue in February. But the surge in concern about immigration is mostly, in fact, almost entirely among Republicans. From 37% in January, who say that immigration is the top problem, to 57% of Republicans now. Independents show a modest uptick from 16% to 22% now, but there's been no meaningful change among Democrats, a 9% in January, 10% in February, according to Gallup. Republicans are uniquely gripped by concerns about immigration, while independents and Democrats largely are not, at least not with nearly the same intensity. The small percentage of independents who rank immigration as their most important issue is also notable. Typically, a huge chunk of independents lean Republican. So if immigration mania were really seeping into mainstream American consciousness, then that number would be much higher than 22%. In other words, he writes, and I think there's something to be said for this. He says the Gallup poll does not in and of itself signal a novel political crisis for Biden. Instead, it appears to be documenting shifts in the right-wing media cycle away from inflation, which is less of a problem today for many Americans, and toward immigration. Meanwhile, Biden's base and many independent or more moderate Republicans are probably not as worried about the issue as one might guess based upon popular narratives circulating in the media and among some Democratic Party elites. So, what about that visit yesterday? What this commentator is saying is that it is a mistake for Biden to try to win over moderate support or independent voter support, or even to win some Republican support by talking about immigration, simply because immigration is an issue that is almost entirely Republican in terms of the level of people who believe it is the crucial issue and who are likely to be swayed by it. So what did they sound like when they were talking at the border and talking not so much against one another as offering very, very different visions of what the immigration crisis means? We'll be speaking about that with Ruben Navarrete, nationally syndicated columnist, coming up, who can speak from both a law enforcement and a Latino American point of view. And then the question about fact-checking and the immigration issue. And a big new movie being streamed everywhere about one of the most beloved celebrities of all time. Which one? We'll get to that and much more coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin, topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Gruska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040. And feel young again.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.